You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
I have been loving these catalog dives with you lately.
So have I, and I feel like we're getting to see things that we either forgot about or didn't realize existed.
Right? And I feel like the didn't realize existed category is what we're going into today. And I'm really excited. Like, a few months ago, I purchased a bunch of catalogs off of eBay. I think I shared this. It was like a listing of like 30 catalogs. And they range from like the 80s through like the early 2010s. And I've been posting some of these findings, especially like post 2000, on our Instagram to share like what the collections turned into after the time a lot of us had our experience with AG. And it's been really fun to see like what like new items and outfits the girls had. And that is kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and I feel like we have obviously talked about our opinions on some of the newer American Girl historical things and how they don't really like read as historically accurate because the colors are like too bright or they just like look too modern. But I feel like we are examining a few outfits today from an era where they were updating the historical collection and getting it right still. So a lot of these things were new to us from our day and we're not, you know, part of like our memories of American Girl, but I actually feel like this era was still staying kind of consistent with like trying to create historically accurate pieces.
Yeah, like I don't know when the drop off was exactly, like haven't gotten that far into it, but like I love seeing the stories continue on. And today we're specifically looking at Samantha and her updated outfits. And before we get into the outfits, though, Laura, did you see on our Instagram, I posted Samantha's bed update?
Oh, I saw that. Can you remind me what year that was?
I think it was in like 2016-ish era.
So definitely once they started like really messing with the historic right. dolls.
Did you know? Right? Did you know they updated her bed?
I had no idea. I had never seen that before in my entire life.
I was shocked when I saw it in the catalog. I was just like, how do they mess with perfection and why?
Truly, like, I was not expecting that at all. And like, you know, obviously I know what Samantha's like iconic bed looks like, but once in a while, if I'm like looking for a specific photo, I'll Google like Samantha's bed or something like that. But never once when I did that, did this picture come up. This is like, this picture of Samantha's bed is like a piece of media that's only available on like DVD or something or CD that like isn't streamable and that like it's nobody has like scanned this to the internet for whatever reason, or like if they have, I have never seen it before. So I was in shock.
Same. I mean, I honestly do love the bed. I think it's really beautiful and I hope to own one just like it one day. I think it is very gorge and it actually kind of reminds me of this furniture style that is kind of like shabby chic, but I learned about this a few years ago. It's called Gustavian, like Swedish Gustavian style. Have you heard of that before?
I have not.
Basically, it was a Swedish king went to Versailles in like the late 1700s and fell in love with the French interior vibe. And then brought it back to Sweden and kind of put his own spin on it. And it looked a little bit lighter and airier. So kind of like this like northern, like Parisian vibe. Like it is very like clean and muted colors, but still like very ornate. And this bed kind of reminded me of it.
Yeah. So I'm looking at things under the Gustavian search term in Google Images, and I actually like totally understand what you mean. I just did not know that that was what this is called.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
It's gorgeous. I feel like Samantha's bed would be achieving that if, like, I don't mind. So I like this as well. I mean, I think I still prefer the original, but I don't hate this.
Right.
But I think I would like it more if there was like less pink. Like maybe if it was just
Yeah.
the bed with no canopy, or if the canopy was a different color, maybe. Like, but I don't hate it, honestly.
Yeah, I think the canopy definitely throws off the vibe for me as well. Like it is too pink. And someone, like me who loves pink to say that is I don't know, something, but I think like the general bed frame is so beautiful, but it's not the classic.
No, it's really, really not. Not to like bring literally everything in life back to the Gilded Age, but it kind of reminds me of Bertha's bedroom in the Russell house on the Gilded Age. Kind of has like a similar shape to the bed, and it also has like a pink canopy on it. Which like makes sense because it's kind of like it's within like 30 years of that time
Yeah.
frame. So
Right? I didn't
makes
realize that
sense.
there were canopies that looked like this, particularly in this time period, because I feel like that is such like an emblem of like the late 90s for me and early 2000s, which I know you had a canopy like this,
I
right?
did. Yes, I did.
I love that it came back in style 100 years later then.
It definitely, I hope, didn't fall on Samantha in the middle of the night like mine did on me several times.
That is so jarring.
Yeah, no, it definitely is interesting how that became a thing again. I would say like the one Samantha has feels like very ornate, like it almost looks like it's made of velvet or something, whereas like the one
Yeah.
I had was like a it was practically like a mosquito net at the end of the day. But
Love it. Well, shall we go into Samantha's updated looks?
yes, I cannot wait to get into these new looks.
All right, so we're seeing Samantha in a blue striped blouse with puff sleeves. The collar goes all the way up to her neck, and she is wearing bloomers with it. I think these are like a blue little pants, I assume, and not a skirt for Samantha riding a bike. I don't think I've ever seen like Samantha in pants before.
I don't think so either. I don't think I actually fully realized these were pants until reading this description closer. But yeah, now I can see that they are pants. I love this.
Yeah, she looks great. I would love to wear this outfit now. Like, I think she looks really chic.
Yeah, this is like a nice, like casual but like chic vibe. I feel like it's giving like less like money than like some of her previous outfits, but it's still like very classy. Like it's giving like almost like a little bit like grown up vibes, I feel like.
Very. Yeah, she looks great. And she's riding a $68 bicycle. She discovers
Wow.
Uncle Gard's old bicycle in the carriage house. And though the metal frame and rubber tires are still in good shape, Samantha adds a basket with flowers. Ugh, so cute. So the little bike has a little wooden basket with yellow flowers poking out.
Really cute. I love the way that they staged her on the bike. And I think that the flowers look really nice, like coordinating with her flower and her hat. I love it.
Right? I know. It's so cohesive. I love
So
this.
cohesive. Yeah, I'm
Ugh.
a fan.
I'm such a fan of this look, too. Everything about it is very charming and fun. I love this little bike. $68 is pretty expensive, though, for like a tiny bike.
No, that is way more expensive than I think I was expecting that to be.
Right? I feel like that's like well on your way for getting a full-size bike.
Yeah, that's like literally probably maybe $30 less than a full-size bike.
For real. Super cute though. We're off to a great
Yeah,
start.
I'm a fan. Oh, well, shall we get into Samantha's next outfit, which is her lawn party outfit? Now, Lindsay, had you ever seen this outfit before?
I have, but I only had
Okay.
seen it recently. I think it was more of like within the past year did I first see it.
Okay, excellent. I would say same for me. Like, it definitely was familiar to me, I think, just from like us exploring more catalogs, but not from my childhood. I don't remember this
Right.
at all. But Samantha's lawn party outfit. So Samantha is ready to play croquet in her white ruffly dress and fancy hat. And she has a probably like mid-length, I would say, white ruffly dress that does look like very Like Victorian era, like definitely screams the era, with like a little ruffle, like bib sort of on the front. And then the dress is a, I would say like a gorgeous, like off-white actually.
Yeah.
And it has a off-white, sash detail on the waist that has a rose with a green ribbon coming out of it. And then the hat that comes with it has two little flowers on it as well. Plus you have her little croquet set.
I love this dress so much, and I especially love that it comes with a croquet set.
I know, I think that's so cute. What I love about this and the cycling outfit is that it doesn't, it feels like still like very much with the time, like they're just finding new ways to show us like how Samantha would have lived at the time. And I don't feel like this outfit is a reach at all.
No, this is really perfect. And it fits so well with her original collection, too. Like, I love that it has the theme of the white with pink that we see throughout a lot of Samantha's pieces. I think it's really adorable. I love all the ruffles, and it's just very like girly and fun. And it's like if Samantha was to play a sport, I think croquet is the perfect choice for her.
Absolutely. It feels very much in line with, you know, her class of the time.
Right? Like Kit, we see on the page, is playing softball, and Samantha is a croquet girly, and I love it.
Yes. Now, I also want to make sure that I call out Samantha's party shoes and socks because she has a new set of party shoes that I have never seen before that are almost like an all-white version of the ones that we might recall from previous versions. So her party shoes are like white and it looks like they have like a little bow fastener on them. And then the tights are white as well. So it really just like brings this whole outfit together and it screams summer.
If I had a Samantha doll and was collecting, I definitely would get this.
Agreed, agreed.
So cute. Next, we have Samantha's bridesmaid outfit, which I think we've talked about on the podcast before, and we've definitely talked about it when we went through the Samantha movie, but this to me is really fun. I'm not like the biggest fan of this dress, but I think it's really fun to see Samantha in this role as a bridesmaid. I think this is the only bridesmaid dress that we see in the American Girl collection. Like, we don't get a lot of weddings happening in the AG universe, if I recall. I don't know.
I don't think so. I know that there's a like bridesmaid or like junior bridesmaid dress that is in the Girl of Today collection in one of my catalogs, but definitely not in the historic doll section. I don't think we've seen any other bridesmaid dresses.
So this is particularly fun, but Samantha's bridesmaid's dress is a lilac and lace gown. It has a full-length sleeve to it and a ruffle collar at the neck. She has a matching hat, which kind of looks like it's crocheted, maybe, and a purple ribbon to match the dress. Her bouquet is bright pink roses, and her hat has a rose on it too. It's very coordinated, very, very girly. You get the purple, the pink, the white, a lot of ruffles, a lot of lace. It's something. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's something.
Does question, does the hat have like some kind of like veil coming off of it?
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, I think it might. We're looking at a picture where it's like she's outside. She's in front of a house, her Victorian mansion. But it does look like there is a veil on it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever noticed that before, but now I kind of want to find like an alternate angle to see if that's true.
And I know we've talked about this on a previous episode because we've talked about this before, but there's also this beautiful cake that's part of this bridesmaid scene. And it has a traditional bride and groom topper on it. Special slots in the top layer hide tiny charms on ribbons. So I think you like pull the ribbon and have a charm at the end. And then it includes a little mirror and brush set as well in her accessory pack. So there's a lot happening, but it's really cute.
It is cute. Update on the confirming that that is a little veil coming out of the hat. And I guess I'm just confused as to why they did that because this came out because of the movie. And it is like a pretty good replica of what the dress looks like in the movie, but the hat that she wears does not have this like weird veil. So I don't know why they did that. I think that I like this. I do feel like There is something about the fabric that I wish showed up a little bit differently. Like maybe if it wasn't like quite so shiny, although
Yeah.
like if it was more of a taffeta and less of like a silk satin, I think I would like it more.
Yeah.
But overall, it's cute. I really do wish the hat did not have that veil, though. Like, I wish that I had never noticed that, because otherwise, I do think it's pretty solid, aside from the way that the fabric looks and then the hat veil thing.
Yeah, I just wish she didn't have the hat in general. I'm not a hat person, but I feel like this particular look would have been cuter without it, or maybe like a little flower crown like she has for her birthday look, like something simple and refined. Or maybe even like a little hair ribbon. I just feel like the hat is throwing me off. It makes it look a little too casual in a way. Like she's gonna go garden versus, the full gown that she's wearing. It just doesn't really match, even with the veil.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a hat person either. So I think it would look good without the hat as well. I don't like hate the hat. I just again wish that it didn't have the veil.
That's strange.
Well, next item on our list is a dress that actually is in one of the catalogs that I have and remember receiving as a kid. I believe it was from 2002, and it is so cute, and I do somewhat remember it, but it's almost like a little throwaway on the side because it's a
Yeah.
dress that goes with one of Samantha's short stories. So the short stories, I'm sure everybody is aware, but it are the little hardcover smaller books that American Girl had to kind of supplement the main stories that the girls had. So Samantha's winter party dress has a dropped waist, a blouson top, and a wide satin sash that ties in the back. Pin her hair up with a matching bow barrette. So she has a gorgeous powder blue color happening here, which is very reminiscent actually of the outfit that Nellie ultimately ends up having as her meet outfit. Slight differences for sure. Like this, I think, has more ruffles than what Nellie's has. It is giving a little bit more dressy, but I love, as much as I love light pink, I also love this like baby blue color. And I love the lace trim here. And I actually think her black shoes look pretty good with it.
Right? I love that Samantha's storyline has her going to so many parties that she has multiple dresses to wear for the occasions. I think it's pretty smart of American Girl too to like release these books. More books equals more outfits. And this winter party dress is so cute. I absolutely love this.
It is really cute. I am a fan of this for sure. I definitely think I would have wanted it if I had not been kind of, this was kind of near the end of my trajectory, not fully, but I definitely think this would have caught my eye for sure.
Right? Oh my God, I love this. I love a light blue. I think that's so gorgeous. I love, like, I don't know. I just love it. It's so cute.
Honestly, Lindsay, my fantasy is would be like having Samantha's entire collection and like having it all like hanging nicely on
Yes.
hangers in like a closet, and then having her like almost like go through a day and be like, oh, she's wearing her nightgown and now she's getting dressed and now she's putting on her party dress and like, or now she's putting on her play dress and like then she's gonna change for dinner and put on like a like different outfit. Like I would live to just do that.
Right?
But
Honestly.
there's something about like I want to see all the dresses hanging up, like because I want to see like how great her wardrobe looks like in a closet, you know?
Right, totally. I love this so much. Love, love, love this. And then the next dress we're looking at is Samantha's spring party dress. So we just saw her winter party dress, and she needs an occasion dress for spring now. So this is a white dress, or maybe it's off-white, that is sprinkled with rosebuds. This dress has a crossover collar and belt and includes a matching hair bow and three paper Valentines as well, which aren't pictured. But this dress is really cute. It goes down to her knees. It again has like a puff sleeve, and it is so, so cute. She also has her party shoes on with knee socks. And I don't know, I love this. I just love like the pretty colors of Samantha's collection.
This is just another hit, in my opinion. And I love how puffy the sleeves are on this. And I feel like this is perfectly in line with like how I expect American Girl to continue her collection. It looks so like something that they could have come out with when we were kids.
Right.
I'm obsessed with it. I also love the party shoes once again. And now that I'm seeing them a little bit closer than in the lawn party outfit, I see that they are double bowed, which I love that. That's really cute.
Right? That's so cute. I love all the bows.
Can we just like take a minute to, and like putting aside like the fact that like, yes, technically her Christmas dress is kind of a party dress, but I'm gonna like completely put that to the side. If you think about it, like she has like the lawn party, the spring party, the winter party, the tea dress, and her birthday dress. So that's like five parties. And then like if you count the bridesmaids dress, it's like
Yeah.
six.
Seriously, she has a lot of celebrating to do, and she's gonna look good for it.
Truly, I'm into it. I
Yeah,
really like it.
right? And I just want to call out Nellie's dress too, that is on the page with Samantha. Nellie also has a spring party dress, which is this really sweet pink dress that is accented with lace. It also looks like it has a little puff to the sleeve, but it has a lacy collar and it like perfectly coordinates with Samantha. Like the two of them together in like the pink and white combo are just so adorable.
This kind of goes against what we typically say that we're our like approach to American Girl would be, but if I like only had Samantha or only had Nellie, I would absolutely try to acquire both of their wardrobes because they're easily interchangeable and like just have double the outfits.
Totally. I know. We don't typically like mix the doll outfits, but maybe that's more from like a historical sense. Like these girls are within the same year. They're okay to mix and match.
I'm also just quickly pulling up a picture of Nellie's meat dress and Samantha's winter party dress because I'm just trying to like fully understand how different they are. And they're not actually that different. I would say like Nellie's is like a lighter color, but like the style is very similar. And they both have like a little lace, like squared out collar and
Cute.
lace trim, but Samantha's lace trim on the winter party dress is much more detailed, and Nellie's is more of just like a solid. But for my peace of mind, I had to look because the more I was looking at Samantha's winter party dress, the more I was like, is this the same? Like, did they just recycle this?
Yeah.
But okay, glad that was resolved. Well, getting into Samantha's next look, which is definitely a new one for me, although it didn't come out that. I would say like this was still within the realm of my time, but I don't really remember it that well at all. Her travel duster and hat. So Samantha is giving big Titanic energy in this vignette that American Girl has put together where you see her on a ship. And I also want to point out that like we definitely see American Girl progressively getting more detailed with the vignettes that they would create to show the outfits because,
Right.
you know, this would have just been shown on like a white background previously. And like with maybe the accessories like splayed out around her so you could like get a sense of them. But they have put her in the scene, they have put her on the deck of a ship for
Oh,
this outfit.
there's like steam coming up from the ground. Like
Yes.
they brought in a fog machine for this one.
Literally. This outfit, and I also like I don't know what this relates to. I don't remember Samantha going on a ship in any of the books that I read. I could be misremembering, but she has a fashionable ivory duster, which is extremely fashionable. I agree. And then she has a pink scarf. Oh my God, it's so cute, to keep out the chilly ocean breezes. And then she has a wide brim hat that is accented by a double band of pink and burgundy ribbon. And this all together is an absolute serve.
Yep, for
I'm
sure.
obsessed. And then she has some cute accessories too. So she has a burgundy parasol, and then she has some pictures to look at through a stereoscope, which I believe we actually see that in the movie that Uncle Gard gets her one of those.
Yep.
And then She also has a silver brush and mirror, which I actually have something like this at home at my parents' house. It's like an old antique, but it's like
Cute.
a silver, like detailed mirror like this and a matching brush. But these accessories plus this outfit, really cute to me.
Right. I love this. The parasol is so cute.
And I feel like this again is like another symptom of like she's just got like an outfit for everything. We know that like she eventually gets another winter coat, that purple winter coat.
Right.
And then
Yeah.
she has the green winter coat or like the cape. And then like this is like her spring coat.
Right. She has a lot. She has a large wardrobe. And reading on the next page, we see what this book is. And they came out with a book called Samantha's Ocean Liner Adventure, where she's taking a little trip to England with Grand Mary and the Admiral. And she's eating fancy food, she has high tea, and she goes to the captain's ball. But a trip below the ship's decks to the steerage cabins show her a very different world.
Of
Interesting.
course.
Of course it does. What's the conflict in this ship? But I think we've talked about this too, and I have not done any research on this, Laura, but there was a book that American Girl had where Nellie and I think Aunt Cornelia and Uncle Gard were on the Titanic.
Yes, but I don't know like how far that like I don't know if American Girl acknowledges that book is like canon, I guess.
I know. I kind of want to read it. I think we might have to. Like, it's
I would
so
love to
crazy
look
to think
into it.
about. I'm
Yeah.
like, did this exist or was this fanfic? Like, did they
Right.
actually
Did somebody
publish
self, did someone self-publish this book? Like,
this? Seriously. And like, was that before or after Samantha went on her ocean liner adventure?
right.
But yeah, it's really interesting that they came out with like these supplementary books. This one seems quite fun because it also includes like historical photos, but also 8 souvenirs for you to keep, like a map of the ship, a telegram, a mask from the captain's ball. So it has all these little fun little items for you within the book, which is really fun.
Yeah, based on the price of the book here compared to like their other books, I kind of feel like this was almost like a coffee table book size.
Yeah. That would make sense, right?
Because it has like, and it obviously has like the supplementary items as well, but yeah, it seems like this is maybe a little bit bigger and a little bit more picture focused than the other books.
Right, totally. And it's a journal style book too. So I wonder what that's like. I bet that's really cute if it's like Samantha's journal.
Yeah, would be good to find this on eBay, honestly.
Yeah, totally.
Super cute.
I love how
So
it
good.
says Samantha 1904. Like, this girl has had a busy year.
I know, like, if all of these things took place in a year, like, are we supposed to believe that she moved in with Uncle Gard? Uncle Gard and Cornelia got married. They adopted Nellie. They went on the Titanic. No, that was 1912.
Yeah, right?
So that book would have to be taking place when like Samantha's much older.
Right. They would have been like 18.
18. Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Maybe this fanfic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like there was one ride on that Titanic.
Right. Exactly.
One
Exactly.
voyage. I shouldn't laugh. All right. Well, speaking of water and ocean and beach, perhaps, we see Samantha's 1904 bathing dress. And in Samantha's time, bathing suits were for wading, not for swimming. So she is wearing a bathing dress. It has built-in bloomers and matching tights. She has a swim bonnet, which adds a bright touch. And her beach shoes protect her feet from sharp rocks. Love a water shoe. And her entire look also comes with a Piney Point life preserver and a bucket with a shovel to make plenty of sand castles. A little touch of whimsy there. This is a really sweet look. Interesting that it was noted that it was for wading, not for swimming. That's helpful.
Yeah, I think that this is really cute, but I know that also from our day or even like before my time, but maybe more in like the early 90s, there was also a Samantha bathing costume that was similar to this,
Ooh.
but not exactly the same. And it was from when, you know, that catalog that has all of the dolls on the front in like secondary outfits. So it's like
Yeah.
Addie's stilting outfit and like Kirsten something and Felicity something. That's what I think Samantha is wearing on the cover. But instead of a
Okay.
bonnet, it's like a straw hat.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know which one is more historically accurate, or even if it's like they're probably both pretty accurate.
Right.
But they look very similar. So I wonder if American Girl
Yeah.
was just looking to bring this back in some capacity.
Right? Yeah, I actually just quickly pulled it up, the dress that you're referring to. They are very similar, like down to the little buttons in the front and the collar. I think they're a similar color, same tights, different hat. Her first bathing costume outfit had a straw hat with it, but her life preserver from Piney Point is also in the first outfit. So it seems like it's a relaunch. And I don't know. I mean, both of them are really cute. I think even this like bathing dress as like a standalone dress would be really sweet. Like, I don't know if it's like bathing suit material or like has some kind of like definitive feature, but like I think this would be cute on its own.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at them up close, actually, they're the same dress. I think they just show up differently in photographs, depending on like what magazine you're looking at, but they're the same. I mean, like they're probably not exactly the same in that like they definitely reproduced this,
Yeah.
but they are the same because they have like the same polka dot detail on the belt and on the collar. The only difference is the newer one has like a white trim in addition to the polka dots, but I love the outfit. I think I would prefer with the straw hat though to the bonnet.
Yeah, I prefer the straw hat as well, but I think I prefer the other dress with the white piping on it. I think it's really cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. And I love the little Piney Point life preserver.
So adorable.
She also has near the bottom of the page a beach umbrella.
Yeah, it's like a beach umbrella that's back in style. Like, this is a fringed umbrella, and this would have been all over Pinterest, all over Instagram. Like, this is super cute.
I love it. It's really cute. And I would love to stage her under it with her little bucket and pail.
Right? Honestly. Oh my God, Laura, all of these outfits were so good.
Honestly, they were so good. But you know, we have to pick our favorite.
Yeah. All right. You want to go for it?
In my last spot is probably the bathing costume, only because I love it. It's great. It's just like, you know, I like something a little more like fancy.
Totally with you on that.
And the next, I would probably pick her biking outfit for the same reason. I love it. It's adorable. Just probably would want something a little bit more fancy.
I think lower on the rank for me is her bridesmaid's dress.
You're right. I should have put, I'm aligned with you.
It's fun, but it's just, I don't know, something is off about this for me.
I would say bathing costume, bridesmaid's dress, then bike.
Then bike, yes. And the biking outfit is cute. It's really cute. It's just not like Samantha, like top tier look, but it's
Right.
great.
Yeah,
Super
like I
adorable.
totally would want it. I just don't want it like the most out of all of these. Then I think I would go with her winter party dress. I love it. I think it's great, really solid. Then I think I'm going with her summer. Her lawn party dress.
I would flip those two.
Okay.
I like her winter party dress a little bit more than the lawn party outfit.
Okay, fair. I mean, the winter party dress is super versatile, and the lawn party dress is, you know, specific.
Yeah.
Then I think I would go with her traveling outfit because I love it so much, but again, I don't love it the most.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to say the traveling outfit and then her winter party look. So I think we're in like the number two and three spots right now.
Okay.
I'm going to say her winter party blue dress is my second favorite of all of these.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that that leaves us with the same number one.
The spring party dress.
It's so great. I
It's so cute. I love
love
this so
it.
much. It's
I
so
love it.
perfect.
It's great. It's so awesome. Like all of her party dresses are amazing, and this one is no exception. I wish this had been around when I was still in my American Girl era because it is so cute.
Right? It's adorable. I just love the little rosebuds so much. I'm like
So cute.
totally in love with this.
And I love the like crisscross detail. I think that's like really cute. I love
It
everything about
is.
it.
Same. Fully agreed. Wow. Well, Laura, I just love looking at the catalog with you. And it's so fun to see so many outfits that like are new to us. Like I had not seen the travel outfit before, the bicycling outfit. Like those are totally new to discover. So I hope we have some listeners who check out our Instagram at American Girl Women who follow along and might discover some new outfits themselves.
Yes, absolutely. This has been so fun. I loved all these outfits. There was not a bad one in the bunch. And I hope you guys all like them too. And please let us know if you had any of these. We'd love to hear more about it. And I guess until then, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.